Let's go.
We know your life is busy.
You may have missed some things along the way.
But don't worry. Hit 105.9 have got you covered. This is the Chris and Steph catch up.
Let's get saucy.
Get saucy, right?
Okay, not quite that sort of talk, but I want to talk about actual sauce. I think to a lot of Australians, it's up there with, you know, oxygen and clean water as a true necessity.
Yes, yes, absolutely. You need sauce. My brother, actually, growing up as kids, wouldn't eat anything unless it had sauce with it.
Like, who can blame him?
You would always have, whether it's a Vegemite sandwich or whatever,
oh, okay,
everything
gross.
Had to have a side of sauce just in case.
Look, but I'm pro condiments. I'm all for them.
I've heard that about you.
But it's true. Imagine, like, eating a sausage roll or a pie or something without, like, a severe lashing of tomato sauce on top or a Bunnings sausage. It would be un-Australian.
Absolutely.
Now, one Sydney cafe has got itself into quite a bit of hot water after trying to charge, get this, $6 for sauce.
For how much? A full bottle? It comes with a bottle of sauce? Not even a bottle of sauce is worth $6.
After huge backlash online, unsurprisingly, the cafe's owner has had to do a press statement and say, oh, well, the idea of the sauce is it's a large enough serving that other people at the table could always use it for their
Unless you're ordering it for multiple people, don't charge like that. I mean, that's the thing. If you're ordering for one.
He also makes the point that their pepper, garlic, their mushroom, their gravy, their tomato sauce that goes on their premium 60-day grain-fed scotch fillet is, in fact, all house-made. Like, it's all made on site.
Well, that's his choice, isn't it?
Yeah. And
so
I'd be happy with just...
You could just go and grab your fountain sauce.
I was going to say, I don't have any problem with some Heinz or whatever on there, or my Rosella or whatever.
I mean, that's your choice, mate, if you want to go and, you know, go from scratch and make it, but nothing's as good as going to get just a bottle of sauce from the shops.
Well, since the backlash, he has had to reduce the price of sauce. He has admitted to making it maybe a little bit steep.
Yeah, no, that's just, that's uncalled for.
Like, $3 is what they're charging now.
Even, I mean, you consider you go and buy a pie or a sausage roll.
I hate paying 25 cents for my sauce or 50 cents for a sauce on the side. I'm like, it's a pie. It should come with it. I'd rather, like, that cost be included in the pie.
Be built in and then not tell you about it. And then you'd feel more comfortable with it.
Oh, most definitely. Or better still.
Like a GST.
Just put the sauce, like, on, like, put a whole bottle of sauce on top of, like, the shelf or whatever's there and let me just... You know, going, because whenever I have to buy those little ones, I need three of those babies.
Although, can I say, diverting from that topic but still staying with sauce, I'm all for the little single-serve sachets where you squeeze it together and it goes on the top. What I'm not for is when you're at a barbecue or something and there's the communal sauce and no one knows how to use it properly.
Sauce.
No, because it goes everywhere and some buffoon before you has left sauce all over the bottle or it's getting that caked up sort of sensation at the top of it and you're like, communal?
Bring it on, free sauce.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
I reckon the germs that would be with that because you're letting... You should have a person at that stand serving the sauce as well. They should be putting the sauce going, do you want barbecue, do you want tomato? They squeeze it on. I don't want some mug's dirty hands all over the sauce before I get to it because who knows what germs I could be picking up from some guy in front of the line.
Now, I know how we have to wrap this up, but I'm just going to say one point on that. I went to Bunnings the other day where I had my snag.
Yes.
And I must admit, I can't think of which group it was who was making the snags, but they were doing a phenomenal effort down there.
The Communist Party?
No. It wasn't. It was a local community group raising money for stray kittens or their football club or whatever it was.
Because they're very similar. similar groups, yes.
Every week it's someone different. Anyway,
So
I get to Bunnings and there's no sauces on the bench. I'm thinking, what's going on here? And there's a couple of, you know, gentlemen there and they're making up and they're like, oh, would you like onion? Would you like this? And then he says, oh, what sauces would you like? And I was like, oh, do you have mustard and tomato sauce? Well, yes, I do. He presented me a sausage pre-mustard and tomato sauced.
See, that's what I want. That's all I want. See, that's exactly how it should
be. He's gone and done his food handling course in the 20-minute online course. He knows how to do it.
He knows your communal sauce is a minefield of problems.
And I felt fancy. I felt really special for that. I was like, why, thank you.
Was it presented on a little doily? Because the whole experience sounds very
fancy. Actually wrapped it up in like paper and folded it up like a sandwich would be folded. It was the fanciest snag I've had at Bunnings in a long time.
Like, how gourmet.
If I could rate it, that would be like a 10 out of 10 snag.
And you know what? One day you'll make it inside the store too, but you know, that's not today. Hand dryers are being exposed as a source of huge bacteria in public toilets. And it's being recommended you probably shouldn't use them, as a matter of fact. A new bit of research coming from the Applied and Environmental Microbiology Journal, which is where I subscribe to, researchers set up shop in three bathroom sites and discovered that your hands can be exposed on average to about 18 to 60 bacteria colonies when you place your hands under a dryer for just 30 seconds. So you're exposed to from 18 to 60 bacterial colonies when you put your hands under the dryer for 30 seconds.
Gross.
Gross indeed.
So gross.
In comparison, when simply exposed to bathroom air, but not the dryer, you're only exposed to one or two, I think, according to this article, allegedly. But they're saying what you should do is if there's the option to use hand towels,
paper towels,
do that. Or, I know this is going to upset Mum if she's listening, use your pants. Wipe your hands on your jeans.
Because they're less germy than...
less germy than what you're going to get at the hand.
Yeah. Particles through the room.
And they reckon that it's all based on the environment of the bathroom, right? So if it's a really nice, well-to-do bathroom, and obviously there's air filters and stuff like that, and there's a flow of air and stuff like that, probably the bacteria is going to be a bit less, but if it's somewhere like, I don't know, a truck stop on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere, probably not a lot of air filtering going in that bathroom, so you're going to be exposed to maybe a bit more bacteria.
Can I put in my hypotheses based on a limited understanding of science, I know?
Yes, yes.
I would suggest that maybe those, like the truck stop style ones that you're referring to, they often have the old-fashioned hand dryers that are like, and they're really loud, and they just like blow air down. As opposed to, you know, the fancy Dyson ones where they're like in a little container and you put your hands in and you slowly lower your hands and then lift them out and they're like contained.
It's a good theory. Unfortunately, it's wrong. It all has to do not with the dryer itself, but the air in the room.
The poo particles surrounding it.
Yes, how clean that bathroom is, because it's going to draw in a lot more of the poo particles, as you said, from that environment and push them through the dryer. No matter how clean and technology friendly it is, it's the air in that room that is circulating.
And you know that air in that room, what that smell is.
Yes, and what is that smell? It smells kind of intrusive. I don't want to be in here for that much longer.
Stop breathing it in.
So the advice from this study is wipe your hands on your pants if you can next time. Do not use a hand dryer. As much as that's a wonderful idea, it's according to this article, it's a lot more healthy and safe to just wipe your hands on paper towels or your pants or something like that. So,
nah, I feel ick.
You should feel ick. It's a disgusting story.
The Breakfast Bell Town for 1870 Restaurants Orange on here.
Yeah, it's time for the Brekkie Bell Town. The idea is one of us sings a song, and you've got to correctly guess the title of the song and the artist who actually sings it. Now, the technicalities, the logistics about how we do it behind the scenes, Steph, how do we run this segment?
So Chris is going to push a button and I've lined up a song. It's only going to play so that only I can hear it. Now,
correct. Yes.
I will just sing along like I'm in the back of the car listening to my Walkman circa 1998 and just like doing my thing.
Mm-hmm.
However, everyone at home, you can all hear me. It's not pretty, but you can hear me. Then you have to decipher what it is I'm attempting to sing.
Yes, and you could win your way to 1870 with a $50 voucher. And, of course, 1870, they've got their $20 lunch special available today. Actually, that's Monday through to Thursday, as a matter of fact, so it's a great time to pop into 1870. Now, you've lined up a song. It's ready to go. I'm about to hit the button. You've prepared it very, very quickly.
Yep.
Is it a song that you know well, or is it something that you're just willing to try?
I was going to give another verse of this song a whirl, but then at the last minute I thought...
change it up.
I don't know if I'll know like the lyrics well enough, and it said some rude words, and I was like, I don't know.
Shock
I didn't
jock.
Want to say thong on the radio. I'll sing it. Right. So I was like, well, I'll just change it up.
There's a hint for everyone this morning. we'll drop the music bit out. And whenever you're ready, I'm going to press these buttons. Okay. So it's your turn to shine. Take it away.
Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down. Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Cisco's thong song, but it wasn't. No.
No.
Okay. Oh, that's a good pick of a song. 13, 12, 16, if you know it. Give us the name of the artist who actually sings it and the title to win a $50 voucher to 1870. Feels very hoedown-y, kind of.
I think that's deceptive. I think that's deceptively hoedown.
Deceptively hoedown, which is also a great line for a Tinder profile.
Deceptively
hoedown. 13, 12, 16, if you want to play this morning with
Breakfast Belltown. For 1870 Restaurants Orange on
Hit. Simple game. One of us sings a song. You guess it to win your way to 1870 with $50 to spend.
Nice. That'd get you a couple of lunches. Their $20 lunch special.
That's available today, as a matter of fact. Funny you should mention that. At this time, what a coincidence. It's an easy game. Steph's just sung a song, and I tell you what, we've got someone ready to guess this morning on 13, 12, 16. First time caller. Aaron's joining us. Welcome to the show, mate. How are you enjoying the experience thus far?
No, pretty good, actually.
Pretty good.
Yeah, wonderful.
You nearly said no good, and no. I realised that.
Beep, beep, beep.
I was just on the way to work, and I heard it on the radio. I'm like, quick, pull over and make a phone call and see if I get through.
Well,
I love it.
Let's just listen one more time to the actual song itself. So let's just have a listen to this so everyone's on the same page. Here it is.
Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down. Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down.
Oh, Aaron, what do you think that could be this morning? Keep in mind, we'll need the artist and the title of the song.
Oh, let me guess. Wouldn't be Timber by Kesha and Pitbull, would it?
That's a good guess. Let me just hit the reveal button. See?
Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down.
Yes!
I'm yelling Timber!
Yeah!
Well done, mate. Must be awesome. A favourite of yours, is it?
No. I just love my music.
Love it. Beautiful. Thank you, Aaron.
Tell you what, we'll give you that $50 voucher. You can go to 1870, all right?
No worries at all. Thanks very much.
There you go. Well, that's a great first time joining the show, actually.
Yeah, that was very well done.
Well done, Aaron. You know, song very hard to guess because my mind was in two different places.
Well, it sounded like something Miley Cyrus would do.
It sounded a little bit country for this show.
It did, yeah.
As a matter of fact. So I thought it might have been...
Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down.
It could have been Cotton Eye Joe.
Could have been. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
We'll save that version for next week. That's a Brekkie Belt Out. Big thanks to 1870. I want to talk about big little mistakes this morning. Ever made a mistake just accidentally? Little tiny mistake, and it ended up being like bigger than Ben-Hur.
Oh, yeah, forgetting to BCC and accidentally CCing. I've done
many times. Yeah. Well,
it was bigger than Ben-Hur.
I mean, if you've got a story to share, 13, 12, 16, if you'd like to tell us about it, but this is possibly the biggest little mistake I've ever seen. Last Friday, a Samsung Securities employee accidentally typed the wrong buttons on the keyboard and had a big little mistake. Was meant to send out dividends to employees, about 2,000 employees of Samsung, worth about $1.21 per share. Instead, thanks to this fat finger typo, accidentally sent out shares worth 1,000 times worth the actual value. So to those 2,000 employees, the person in question accidentally deposited $2.8 billion shares worth $140 billion by accident. Oh,
whoa.
My goodness.
Whoa.
those 2,000 employees would have got the shock of their life. But yeah, all because of a simple keypad typo, accidentally deposited $140 billion where you weren't meant to do that, mate.
Oh, no.
That's a huge mistake.
That's worse than, what was it? What did we see the other day? The misprinted bags for ASOS?
Oh, when ASOS, there was a typo in them?
Yeah, so they had whatever it was.
17,000 bags.
Yeah, 17,000 bags or with a typo on it. Like, that's a mistake. But what you're talking is like a serious mistake.
I reckon the serious mistakes only happen when you're handling money, I feel. I feel those, because I've been in a position where I've worked in a finance role in a radio station, and it is stressful.
Well, I think even like every time I have to like pay the gardener or something and I do direct deposit, I end up checking everything a million times. I'm like,
just double checking.
And then I like, if I have to do any transfer of money, I'm always like looking back and forth and back and forth. And I know my like BSB and whatever has been the same forever. So I often, like, if I have to tell someone, I always check it, even though it's like six numbers that I know by heart, but I'm always like, check it anyway.
Because you know how much of a pain it is trying to retrieve money that's gone to the wrong place.
The worst.
No, that's something you never want to do in your lifetime.
Someone wants to give back money.
No one wants to. And isn't there some, I may be wrong on this, isn't there some sort of a
finders thing, keepers, losers weepers.
Exactly, where if they don't want to give it back, they don't have to. Because you've technically put it into
I don't know.
I swear, if anyone can confirm that for me, 13, 12, 16, if you've accidentally deposited money into the wrong account, is it easy or difficult to get back?
But it's like when the ATMs like spit out money just randomly and whatever, and everyone's pocket money. Oh, it's happened before. And then people are like, actually, it's illegal to take that money. You're in trouble.
Yes,
you must return
that's
it.
Right, yes. Because it belongs to the bank. Sorry. It's not free money in the street.
It's random money. And we head over to Essex for this next story.
Essex. That's right,
Governor. Where one PR account manager has got herself into quite a bit of trouble. In fact, she's currently $4,000 in debt and has had to move back in with her parents. Attending 20 weddings and 12 hens do's in 4 years.
And she's out of pocket $4,000 in how many years?
In 4 years.
In 4 years?
20 weddings, 12 hens do's in 4 years. She says that she absolutely shudders when the invites arrive. You know, that's the travel, the accommodation, the hotel, the gift, the dress. And, you know, that doesn't even factor in, you know, all the extra money that goes into hens do's when, oh, I'll clear this. Oh, you're the bride. I've got it covered. We'll do this.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
She's also been a bridesmaid 7 times, which we know can be quite an expensive expedition.
So is she ugly? Is that what, like, she's propping up the bride? Is that why she's being picked so many times to be the bridesmaid?
Beautiful. But she's just at that age where everyone's getting hitched. And I know that, you know, we have a mutual friend of the show who went to, every weekend was going to a wedding, certain former staff member.
Oh, former staff member. All right, that limits it because I'm trying to think of who. Oh, yes, I know the one.
Every weekend was travelling to Sydney for a weekend. She just, like, every weekend for her weddings.
Yes.
She worked. She had 20 weddings or something lined up when she started the
role.
She's
never here. That's why it took me so long to remember, because I can't remember her ever being in this studio.
But apparently, so I was, like, doing some research. So on average, people pay about $2,000 to be a guest on someone's big day, especially if you're involved in the wedding.
If you're part of the bridal party.
Yeah.
Hey, right.
So that factors in the pre and post celebrations, as I said before, your hotel, your wedding gifts, your outfits, your hens do, your stag do, so on and so forth, celebratory drinks, meals, engagement party ensembles, as well as all those other costs.
Bits and pieces, yeah.
It can be a lot of money. I know, you know, my sister got married last year.
Yes.
That would have been 10K for me to get over there. That was in Bali.
It was in Bali, yeah,
destination wedding.
But, I mean, if you're going to go anywhere, I mean, Bali's pretty good for a destination wedding.
Yeah, but what if it's not family? No. Like, what if it's just a friend? Like,
well, say no. Learn to say no to people.
Well, I've said no to 2 friends in the last 2 years when they've asked me to be part of a bridal party.
You had 2 friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 4, actually. Not anymore. Now I'm jacked down to the 2.
But is that because of cost that you just went...
I just can't do it. I've done it a couple of times, and unfortunately, because I'm such a gypsy, like a lot of my friends, you know, I've been in a bridal party for a friend who's getting hitched in Brisbane. And so you've had to go up for the engagement party and had to stay up there, and then you've had to go up again for the hen's night, and then you've had to travel for the wedding itself. And
back and forward, yeah.
You know, there was someone who all the other girls were from the area, so they, you know, wanted you to buy your own dress for the bridal party, which is fine. but it makes it that little bit extra, and then you had to buy shoes that matched everyone else, then you have to pay for makeup and hair on the day. It's so expensive. I can't do that more than once a year. Like, that is my wedding budget once a year.
This girl in question, $4,000 she's out of pocket, and this is for, what, a two-year period in 2020 events?
Yeah.
I think she's done all right, actually.
I actually think she has as well.
I think to come out of 20 different weddings, hens nights and stuff like that and only be
$4,000 in debt. But I'm not saying that she might have spent more than that, but obviously, that's what she's had to put on credit cards, and that's what she's like deficit because of.
That's the amount at the end of the year that she couldn't afford, but that's still pretty good. I just go cold turkey on the friends' weddings and events. I just say, sorry, no more. Can't do it anymore.
And, you know, I'm getting married soon and I'm going through, you know. Yeah, apparently. You know, who do I want as my bridal party and stuff? And I hate asking people because I'm not going to be able to afford certain things and it's going to cost them a lot. And I'm like, do you like me that much that you want to spend that much money?
Well, I know what you're getting at, and here is your opportunity to ask. So I am all ears. So if you need to ask me anything regarding said wedding that's coming up this time next year, anything at all that you want to get off your chest that maybe has been bugging you about the day,
We need someone to man the guest book.
Just taking signatures
of people and writing down their gifts.
I can get someone to do that. I may be preoccupied doing something else if everything goes to plan. Like looking for
an MC. What a kind offer.
Right, okay. All right, thanks very much.
Now that you've caught up with the catch-up, don't miss the real thing. Get up with Chris and Steph. Weekdays from 5 on Hit 105.9.